most, they have a hierarchy of scriptures. One for very simple-minded people. The next, they have about four grades, going progressively to the scriptures for the most intelligent people. And they say that the Buddha preached that to his intimate disciples first. And then slowly, as he reached out from the most intimate group to others, he came down to what is now the Pali Canon, as the scriptures for the biggest dunderheads. But that the ones that he preached first were not revealed until long, long after his death. So they have no difficulty in making a consistent story about the fact that the scriptures in Sanskrit represent a level of the historical evolution of Buddhist ideas that, from our point of view, could not possibly have been attained in the Buddha's lifetime. But you see, they say, though, that the latest revealed was actually the first taught to the in-group. Well, you've got to make allowances for these differences in points of view and not entirely project Western standards of historical and documentary criticism onto Buddhist scriptures, because, as I said, it is in the essence of Buddhism to be a developing process, because it is a dialogue. So then, you can see the initial steps of the dialogue in our earliest or presumed earliest records of Buddhism, in the Four Noble Truths, where you have it put out that the problem which Buddhism faces is suffering. This word dukkha, which we translate suffering, is the opposite of sukha. Sukha means what is sweet and delightful. Dukkha means the opposite, what is bitter and frustrating. And Mahayanists will explain that the Buddha always taught by a dialectical method, that is to say, when people were trying to make the goal of life the pursuit of sukha, that is to say, the pursuit of happiness, he counteracted this wrong view by teaching that life is essentially miserable. When people thought, for example, that there is a permanent and eternal self in each one of us, and clung to that self, the Buddha, in order to counteract this one-sided view, taught the other extreme doctrine that there is no fixed self in us, no ego. But a Mahayanist would always say,